Hello, it's Friday, July 21st, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, where we tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. As we said yesterday, we have an article and a show today that's going to ruffle a few feathers. But before we get into that, I'd like to thank everybody so far who's responded to our latest Wing TV poll. The question is, what is the most dangerous nation in the Middle East? And even though this sounds like a fairly simple question, we're getting some responses that are going to surprise a few people. Now, we're going to have this be the longest poll we've ever had. We're not going to publish results until next Friday, a week from today, so everybody has a chance to vote. But we'd like to thank everyone that's done so far. And if you'd like to, put your 2 cents in. We'll have the results next Friday. Now, Lisa, the article. Anyone that goes to the Wing TV homepage will see it there as the lead, John Stattmiller's doublespeak. And to start this off, I'd like to say that despite himself, and anyone that knows John knows what that means, despite himself, I still like John Stattmiller. I mean, I really do. So please don't mistake this as an all-out assault or a hit piece on John Stattmiller, because what we're doing is what we've always been doing, is we're going to show you what's taking place behind the scenes in this alternative media and bringing it all out in the open.
And you people out there who think that criticism of someone is a hit piece, you better rethink that, reassess that definition, because it's not true. We said yesterday we're a mirror of what's going on in this patriot community. I'm not even going to call it a movement. And within the alternative media containment press. And this is just another example.
Right. And when we say we're a mirror, what that simply means is we're a reflection of what's going on in this alternative media and the patriot movement. And if you don't like what's seen in the image, don't blame the mirror. Blame the objects that are being reflected in the mirror.
A lot of people would rather get a new mirror.
Yeah, or smash the mirror.
The image gets distorted.
Yeah, even if they get 7 years bad luck, they'd still like to smash the mirror. But anyway, one of the biggest problems, maybe the biggest problem, with the corrupt government, corrupt mainstream media, corrupt organized religion, corrupt education system, corrupt bureaucracy, corrupt historians, is that they like to operate in secrecy. They don't like people to know what's going on behind the scenes. So they keep everybody at arm's length. They don't want them to ask questions. And then they can keep doing what they do. Well, we don't operate that way at Wing TV. And that's why we're bringing this information out.
We've even heard people say, well, you know, a lot of this stuff goes on, but you don't hear people in the mainstream speaking out about it, so they want to keep all their dirty little secrets and all their dirty little doings behind closed doors and present one persona publicly and then be who they really are off the camera or off the mic.
Right, so does that mean we should become a reflection of the mainstream media and use their same tactics? I don't think so. So let's jump into this. As everybody who tunes into Wing TV knows, who's read our latest articles, ever since we started exposing and writing articles on GCN and its various radio show hosts, we've been getting attacked by this little horde of serial cyber stalkers and deviants and outright psychopaths. That's what's been happening. You can go to the Wing TV page and read them. And the kind of stuff they do, not only to Lisa, but one of these guys. And these guys are all directly tied to GCN's Jack Blood. Let's make no mistake about that. But one of them,
they even bring up Alex Jones' name quite a bit, too.
Quite often. So what these people advocate is killing a cracker. That means a white person. Killing a cracker a day, dealing drugs to children, murdering police officers, and pimping. They think pimping, that means prostituting women, is a good thing.
Yeah, selling women for money.
And this is what we want.
The all-American way, right?
Yeah, this is what we want in the patriot movement. Well, anyway, on July 5th, that would have been a couple Wednesdays ago, we appeared on Frank Whalen's show.
I think it was last Wednesday.
No, it was 2 Wednesdays ago. We appeared on Frank Whalen's show, Frankly Speaking Radio, on RBN, to discuss this matter. And we told Frank beforehand, it's going to be a controversial show. He's probably going to take some heat. But Frank is so ballsy And he has such a conscience that he said, to hell with it, he's going forward with it.
And the reason this has something to do with the Patriot community is because these people are touting themselves as an alternative media venue and part of the Patriot community. They're also touting themselves as part of the 9/11 truth movement,
yeah,
which is the biggest joke.
Yeah.
And that's why, and since they publicly broadcast these lies about me and about Victor, this they made it public. They instigated it being a public matter, and we simply responded in our usual transparent manner,
right,
in kind.
Right. So, we went on Frank's show and told all the dirty details. And at one point, Frank even said, this is the lowest I've ever seen the Patriot movement sink. That's how bad these direct associates of Jack Blood are. And, as I said, we tied them directly to Blood and GCN on Frank Whalen's show. Well, I'm going to let Lisa take over from here, because on Wednesday, July 12th, that would have been about a week and a half ago, Lisa got a phone call late at night from Mr. John Stattmiller.
I thought it was last week. I have my
last week, about a week and a half ago.
Well, my time's all screwed up. Yep, it was at night, and Victor was sleeping, and John Stattmiller called our house and asked to speak to Victor, and since he got to speak to me, the conversation started out where he was sort of bullying me, which is typical of him, because every other time he's called here, he's been yelling or screaming or threatening to sue us, throwing a temper tantrum. And so this is how the conversation started. And then when I guess he realized he couldn't bully and intimidate me, he settled down and tried to have a conversation. He kept going on and on, trying to convince me that we were wrong, we're in error for talking about GCN and Alex Jones. Alex Jones is bringing a message, he says, regardless of what else, what he's doing, he's bringing a message to the public. And I said, John, what kind of message is that? Well, he had no answer. He said basically that Victor and I can only be on RBN Network to discuss the New World Order, not to discuss Alex Jones or GCN. He said that we are fracturing off the movement, to which I responded, that would presume that the movement, the quote-unquote movement, was whole to begin with, which it wasn't. It's always been divided into different camps, and to say otherwise is BS. He kept trying, he kept trying to say we're losing our credibility. Now, if he's talking about with the Alex Jones camp, I really could care less if con men, grifters, compulsive liars, snake oil salesmen, fear mongers, censors, if I'm losing credibility with that crowd, I really could care less. He said he doesn't want his network involved. You see, apparently it's not so important to separate the wheat from the chaff on this Christian Patriot network known as RBN when it comes to the alternative media, especially people who are very closely intertwined, like Alex Jones and John Stattmiller. They have a very long history. They go back a long way. They used to be roommates, and there's quite a bit of past entwining of lives there. He said also that he gets a lot of reports that we're government agents. I said, well, you know, we've gotten reports that you're CIA, John. You know, what does that mean? You know, either you substantiate what you have to say about us or shut your pie hole. So he thought that was funny, use the word pie hole. He hadn't heard that in a while. He said he'd be speaking to Frank Whalen about this very same thing the next morning, and I guess laying down the law that we were not allowed to go on RBN to discuss Alex Jones and GCN. And he said that Alex Jones, at one point, Victor, even called him up and said, I've never done anything to hurt you. And I guess Alex got angry at John Stattmiller at another point and said he was going to expose John Stattmiller. But, and when I asked John, expose what, John, he said, nothing, you know, I don't know. But apparently Alex Jones doesn't do anything to hurt John Stattmiller, but as Stattmiller himself told me the other night on the phone, he doesn't do anything to help him either. Yet John Stattmiller, without fail, repeatedly goes to bat on behalf of Alex Jones. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Every opportunity he has, he is singing the praises of Alex Jones. He can't tell you what kind of message Alex is actually putting out there, because then he'd have to admit he's fear-mongering and exploiting people's public paranoia and fear to make a profit. But he doesn't want to hear I guess the people complaining about when we go on RBN, he tried to blame us for some micro-broadcasters shutting off Frank Whalen's show in the past. And so I had to correct him because that's a misstatement, you see, because Victor and I have no power or influence or say-so over the micro-broadcasters.
That's the show we did about Alex's censorship.
Right. Of course, that was about Alex Jones's censorship, too, and we have nothing to do with the micro-broadcasters, so obviously we're not the ones who can flip the switch on or off. The same micro-broadcasters that he's talking about are the ones that Alex Jones wines and dines, and they live in Alex Jones's pocket, and they are at his beck and call. And so whenever there's a critical word ever said about Alex Jones, somebody gets shut off. Frank Whalen, wasn't Michael Collins Piper once
Peter
shut
Shank.
Off too? Peter Shank. And so on. Yet John Stadtmiller was trying to blame us, as I know some of the Jones groupies in Texas were also trying to do. And you know what? John Stadtmiller and Victor corrected his misstatement when I pointed that out to him, that we don't have any power or influence or say-so with these micros. That's all
nor did he
Alex Jones' camp.
And nor did he deny, I guess you told me, that they were in Alex's hip pocket, right?
Right, nope. He didn't deny that at all. He kept trying to put me on a guilt trip for telling the truth, and I don't feel guilty ever for telling the truth. I absolutely do not. There are so many liars involved in this alternative media containment press and the gatekeeping 9/11 non-truth mafia and the patriot community, whatever that's supposed to be, that it's just disgusting. You don't need any more liars. It'd be nice to see a few more people standing up and telling the truth. He kept repeating that we were jealous or pissed off that other people won't play in our sandbox. And I heard him use the exact same line when he was talking about Eric Hufschmidt the other night on his show.
But guess what? A year or so ago, John Stadtmiller offered us a job on RBN,
this
the big network.
This is what I told him.
Yeah.
I told him, well, gee, it's pretty funny because you offered us a show on your network, John, and we turned it down.
Right.
And you know why? Because we have our own show. We do our own thing. We don't have people dictating what we can or can't say or the content of our website or our show. And we don't have to scramble. We don't have to pimp ourselves out to advertisers. We can just tell the truth.
And next week on Wing TV, we're actually going to run an article called Is Wing TV Jealous? And we're going to confront this because what it is another one of those mantras that these big individuals use to brainwash their followers. And we're going to show you how unjealous we actually are because we're very happy doing what we're doing.
We could have been on that network, too. We decided we didn't want to have to play those head games and be at somebody else's mercy. He said we shouldn't be acting like watchdogs, Victor, but in reality, we're just being a mirror reflecting back what's going on in the movement.
But
somebody needs to do it, because otherwise, they'd be getting away with murder.
But isn't it a journalist's responsibility to be a watchdog, whether it's on the mainstream media, the government, religion, or the alternative media? It's our job to do that.
I guess that depends on what the definition of journalist is these days. Anyway, he made another interesting comment to me on the phone. He said this. Now, get this. He said, GCN, he doesn't think GCN's going to be around much longer. He said that Alex Jones is getting out of it in the next 6 to 8 months. Very interesting.
Yes.
And I said, what do you mean by that? He says, oh, I just have that feeling. Now, then right after that, you see Alex Jones is going to be doing a show, a nationally syndicated show on with Emmis Communications. And it's very interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that. But I don't see that being announced out in public. It must be that little private friendship thing they've got
this
going.
This is the behind the scenes.
Yeah. John has a real problem with getting negative feedback and criticism. As you know, if you've listened to RBN and listened to his show in the past, he's very prone to temper tantrums on the air. And I guess that's okay when he comes out on the air and starts talking about various individuals and putting them down, but it's just not okay if anybody else does it.
Right, right.
And let me see if there's anything else. Oh, yeah, he said he and Alex are not friends, but of course he kept defending him up the pole and down the pole. He said the Patriot movement shouldn't have to know about certain things. You know, and this is the same movement, okay, that he tells their slogan on RBN is because you can handle the truth.
Well, this is the truth, and it sounds like they can handle it.
In other words, pointing out wrongdoing is wrong.
Yeah.
Doing the wrong thing isn't wrong.
Yeah.
Got it?
And it sounds like who's it, Kyle Hentz, when he said, well, the American people aren't ready for the truth.
And one more thing he said. John Stadtmiller has too much invested in this.
Yeah.
He has too much invested in this. cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah.
Well, he also told Lisa then that he didn't want to see an article written about him
right.
on the Wing TV homepage.
I better not see anything about this on our website, on your website. And I said, well, I'm not taking notes and I'm not recording this call. And I didn't. But as soon as he started in on that show last week where he was lambasting Eric Hufschmidt and pretty much set him up to be knocked over with a bulldozer by Dylan Avery and Jason Burmess, I started to see more hypocrisy there. It's okay for John Stadtmiller to do it. I mean, he actually threatened to punch Eric Hufschmidt in the face.
Yeah, we're going to get to all this. So anyway, Lisa has this conversation. When I came home from work the next day, she filled me in on the whole thing. And then that Friday, but that's weird how John says, well, I don't want to see this on your homepage. So it's, they want to keep operating behind the scenes in secrecy.
You notice, they're always afraid that anything they tell us, they're going to see on the website. Now, I don't know. We've said this a lot.
We're very open.
You know, we're not your priest, and we're not your psychotherapist.
Yeah.
We're political writers. We're investigative reporters. So when you're talking to us, keep that in mind, because we're not going to keep your dirty little secrets.
Yeah. Another thing that Lisa said to John, when John said that we can't talk about Alex Jones anymore, or GCN, Lisa said to him basically, like, John, who got to you?
Who put the screws to you?
Yeah, why is he protecting Alex Jones and GCN so much? So let's go through this. Here's the little history between John Stadtmiller and GCN.
Well, part of it.
This is a long, long history.
There's another part that they don't want to let come out.
Yeah, so first of all, GCN and RBN are supposed to be competing networks, even though a lot of people think that's simply a front. Second of all, it wasn't more than a couple years ago that John Stadtmiller was very unceremoniously fired from GCN, the network that he helped found.
Right.
Also, last year, February of 2005, Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN, snuck behind John Stadtmiller's back and stole one of his hosts, Mr. Jack Blood. Now, Jack Blood, who was John Stadtmiller's employee, who was making $400 a week
to do nothing.
Yeah. He didn't have the guts to tell John Stadtmiller he was leaving RBN, even though he told a whole hell of a lot of other people.
Right.
John Stadtmiller had to find out about it through the grapevine. Plus, when I was talking to John once on the phone, he told me that Alex badmouths him and that he called him a carpetbagger and these other things.
And so, if you want to find out more about that little story about Jack Blood leaving RBN to go to GCN and how it involves us, you can read the report I wrote called Give a Man a Rope, which should be on our article archive.
Yeah, go to the Hall of Shame and you can see it. So, the big question now, considering this, all this little history between Stadtmiller and GCN, why would John Stadtmiller act as a protection racket for Alex Jones and GCN? Why would he protect them, especially when they backstabbed him, they betrayed him, they've spit on him? And John Stadtmiller, everybody knows about his temper and the way he holds grudges, yet he's protecting them at every turn, his competitor. Why?
Well, it looks like both of these guys, Jones and Stadtmiller, have stuff on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they sort of do this little dance around each other.
Yeah. So when Lisa was talking to Stadtmiller, she also brought up a point where she said, John, considering these sexual deviants, these psychopaths, these perverts, these stalkers, Lisa said, if this was happening to your wife, Wing TV would be shouting about it from the rooftops. And considering that John caters to a Christian, conservative, patriot audience, why isn't John Stadtmiller speaking out against the perverts and the deviants? Instead, he's protecting Jack Blood and this little cabal and telling us we're not allowed to talk about it, thus protecting the deviants.
He even came out on a show the other day and was saying that people shouldn't be asking these kinds of questions. People shouldn't question Alex Jones. Shouldn't question others in the alternative media.
Yeah.
Makes you the determinant of what people should and shouldn't question?
Now, here's another thing. We haven't said anything negative about John Stadtmiller in a long time. In fact, we've been singing his praises lately, especially about adding Michael Collins Piper to the RBN lineup, about him keeping Frank Whalen, who we think the world of. So we've been speaking very highly of Stadtmiller
lately.
And I
also had to point out to him again on the phone the other night how we refused to participate in Jack Blood's backstabbing of him. And that's why Jack Blood hates our guts to this day.
Yeah, let's tell this little story. See, we were pretty good friends with Jack Blood. We appeared on his show many times, but and he was scheduled to be on our show February 22nd, 2005. Well, he said he had a big announcement to make on our show. Well, I asked him a couple different times, Jack, what's the announcement? We'd like to know. And he was kind of hemming and hawing, and he didn't want to tell me. Finally, he said that he was going to announce on Wing TV that he was leaving RBN to go to GCN. Well, the day before this happened, this was scheduled, John Statmiller found out about it, went on to his show, and for 75 minutes, he raked
Well, you skipped over a part.
Okay.
When we found out he wanted to stab John Statmiller in the back that way, what he should have done was just quit between him and his employer instead of drawing us into it
right. And
trying to embarrass his employer as he decided to leave RBN to go to GCN. That's not the way you do things.
Right, a man...
We didn't want our show or us to be used to help participate in a backstabbing because we had nothing to do with that whole situation.
Right, so we were much better friends at that time with Jack Blood. And I don't even know if we'd ever even spoken to John Statmiller at that point, but we saw what was right and what was wrong, and we stood up for Statmiller and said, this isn't right. We don't want our show to be used as
right.
a backstabbing.
So we told Jack Blood we'd like to postpone his appearance on our show till this dust settled with that whole situation.
Right.
Jack Blood got very, very angry. Now, that next night, we were supposed to be on John Statmiller's show for about a half hour to talk about 9/11 on trial, because it had just come out.
Right.
And we did that. But prior to that, the whole first hour and a half of Statmiller's show was just a lambasting of Jack Blood. Because he found out what Jack was going to do, and he was very angry.
And I don't blame
Statmiller.
He wanted
the public to know what was going on.
Right.
Now, we didn't discuss Jack Blood in that half hour we were on Statmiller's show, and that fueled Blood's anger toward us even more, because he thinks we should have gone on there and defended him after all the stuff that that John Statmiller had to say about him, in which he also called him a sociopathic piece of crap,
right.
Which he is.
So what we did is we did the right thing and stood up for Statmiller, yet when Statmiller has the chance to do the right thing and speak out against these sexual deviants and psychopaths, what he wants to do is hush-hush the whole thing up so nobody knows about
it. It's not even about, well, I stuck up for you, so you should stick up for me.
It's about doing the
right
thing.
Right and wrong.
Right.
We refused to participate in a backstabbing, so Jack Blood decided we're not his friends, okay?
Right.
We refused to help him do the wrong thing. Now he's hooked up with a bunch of people who are more than willing to help him do the wrong thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
And so they're worthy of being his friends.
Right. So let's move forward now. Last Friday, a week ago today, July 14th, Statmiller comes on his show, the National Intel Report, and begins the broadcast by saying how sick and tired he is of people exposing other people in the Patriot movement. Stirring the pot, criticizing them. And he proceeds then to slam Wing TV, even though he didn't use us by name. The exact things he was talking about were about our articles. Then he goes on to badmouth and take jabs at other patriots. Like 2 minutes.
Stop using that word, because I don't even know what that word means anymore.
Well, he starts off by saying that he doesn't want anyone badmouthing anyone else. Then he badmouths Jim Fetzer by saying he's too liberal. Dave Von Kleissen, Joyce Riley by saying he doesn't like them. Greg Zemanski about his Vatican crap. Eric Huffschmidt about the articles he wrote about RBN. Daryl Bradford Smith about how he fired him and Wing TV. So nobody's supposed to criticize anybody.
Except John Statmiller.
Except John Statmiller.
He can do it.
So I want to know, who wrote this rule book that says who is allowed to criticize and who isn't? And John Statmiller was talking about being a patriot policeman. Then he becomes the patriot policeman.
Well, the whole thing is we're all supposed to walk in lockstep and just worship at the altar of Alex, and we're supposed to donate money to RBN every time John throws a temper tantrum and starts freaking out. And, we're allowed to disagree.
Yeah.
So we're allowed to have differences of opinion.
Now, this broadcast that Statmiller did a week ago, we didn't hear it live. We were out doing something. But a couple of days later, a radio show broadcaster called us and said, hey, did you hear this blowout? And I said, no, we didn't hear it. And he said, well, listen to last Friday's show. And he compared it. He said it was the ugliest radio he'd ever heard. And he compared it to two people in a dumpster throwing garbage at each other. Now, I don't agree with that analysis, because I think that open discussions and open debates are healthy for this movement. I don't think there's anything wrong.
Well, there certainly aren't enough of them.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Piper, Eric, John Phelps debate. I thought that was wonderful. And why can't people openly debate these things? Well, this show between Scott Miller and Eric Huffman. Now, he cold-called Eric Huffman. Huffman didn't know he was going to be interviewed. Scott Miller calls him, and then he proceeds to say he was so irate that at one point Scott Miller says, if you were here right now, I'd knock your GD teeth right down your throat. Now, let's hang on a second. Scott Miller starts the broadcast off by saying that he's no longer going to tolerate dissension or bad-mouthing or criticism in the Patriot movement. And 10 minutes later, he's threatening Eric Huffman with physical violence and he's going to knock his teeth down his throat.
Anger management class.
I mean, it's go hilarious. There. So, he then goes on to say that he fired Daryl Bradford Smith and blah, blah, blah. Well, the day after this broadcast, July 15th, Daryl Bradford Smith jumps into the fray. And if you go to the Wing TV homepage, you'll see what Daryl had to say about Scott Miller. And we have to warn you, this is ugly, ugly material. But we're bringing it out anyway, because if we're going to be a reflection, a mirror of this movement, then we're going to be an accurate reflection. And we're going to show you how much animosity and enmity and downright hatred exists between people.
Yeah, and we're not taking Daryl Smith's side, because we know he lies, too. He lied about us.
Exactly.
But we're just reporting what he had to say. And what he is saying about Scott Miller, as far as him quitting his show and Scott Miller saying he got fired, Daryl is telling the truth about that.
Right.
Because we were listening to Daryl's show the day that he quit RBN.
Right. And you can read the article, The Reasons Why. Now, there's one other point that John Scott Miller brought up in his show. And this is an exact quote. This is, go to RBN Archives, July 14th. 2006. You can hear the whole show. John Scott Miller said, "It is not my job to censor talk show hosts on this network. If they bring up something I don't necessarily agree with, I don't cut their show. I don't cut their guest. I don't cut them."
You know what he does? He calls you behind the scenes and he tries to bully you.
Yeah. So, but 2 days earlier, he called Lisa Giuliani on the phone and said, we weren't allowed to talk about Alex Jones, we weren't allowed to talk about GCN, and we weren't allowed to criticize other quote-unquote patriots. Then the following morning, he called Frank Whelan, his host, and told him he's not allowed to talk about Alex Jones or GCN. So wait, let me read this again, Lisa. John Statmiller, "It is not my job to censor talk show hosts on this network. If they bring up something I don't necessarily agree with, I don't cut their show, I don't cut their guest, I don't cut them." So it sounds like John wants to have it both ways. This is kind of like Orwellian doublespeak. He wants...
And we're not supposed to say anything about it, so nobody knows how he called us to try to get us to stop. In fact, in the past, Dave Von Kleist has done the very same thing.
Yeah, so Scott Miller wants freedom of speech, and he wants blatant censorship, but he can't have things both ways. So, on and on and on. And finally, last Tuesday, a couple days ago, all of this is coming out, and me and Lisa are talking about it. And I said, well, you know, John comes on his network, and he says, everybody should get along. We should all come together. Everybody should play nice. So I told Lisa, I said, you know what? I'm going to call John and see if this is for real or if he's just blowing smoke up our asses. I'm going to call him and see if he wants to do an interview on Wing TV. Now, it's not going to be any of this infighting, none of this crap. Straight politics, straight issues. And Lisa said she didn't want me to make the call. She said she doesn't want to interview John Statmiller.
No, I also said he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
I knew he wouldn't do it.
But I said, well, you know what? Let's extend our hand. Let's, again, as always, Wing TV making the first move. And I think Lisa's getting sick of us always making the first move. But I said, you know what? If John's real about this, let's give him a chance. Well, I called John up at his office and said, hey, John, it's Victor here from Wing TV. Blah, blah, blah. Do you want to come on our show, do an interview? Straight politics, straight issues, none of this infighting, none of the crap. And John's like, well, it's interesting you mentioned the word crap because. And he goes into the same rhetoric. How bad we are. We're splitting the movement. We're losing our credibility. Blah, 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 blah. And you know, he says we shouldn't be exposing these people in the Patriot movement. I said, well, John, if we're allowed to expose the government and the New World Order right. and the mainstream media and organized religion and the school system and the tax system, then shouldn't the same standards apply to the alternative media?
Now, his answer is so classic.
Yeah. And, well, it goes on, and there's more. And at one point then, John starts sticking up for Alex Jones again.
Yeah.
And I say, well, how about his censorship and how he betrayed the Gray family and on and on and on.
He sticks up for Rents, too.
Yeah.
And compulsive liar.
So John says, well, you know what? If you keep this up, I'm going to get you on our show someday, and I'm going to call Alex up, and he's going to be in the studio, and we're going to hammer this all out once and for all.
Yeah, and I'm sure John really tells Alex what to do.
Yeah, and so I'm, like, ecstatic at this point because I say, John, there's nothing in the world we would like more than to debate Alex Jones. I says, we'll be ready for this tomorrow, next week, next month, whenever you set it up. Wing TV will be there. But I said, guess what? Alex Jones isn't going to be there because he's been running from us for over 2 years now.
Yep.
So John dropped that subject real quick. And he goes back in and is like, well, if you keep talking about this kind of stuff, you're not going to be allowed to come on RBN anymore.
I said,
well, John, you know, we're only on RBN 2 or 3 times a year anyway. And I said, what does it matter? Because last Friday, you said that you never censor your hosts, and you never censor your guests, and you don't tell them what to talk about. But then you call Lisa up and tell her what she's not allowed to talk about. You call Frank Whalen up and tell him what he's not allowed to talk about.
Uh-huh.
So I says, what does it matter anyways? At this point, then, Statmiller has a classic line.
This is priceless.
Yeah. Statmiller says, he says, you know what? Every time I talk to you, I feel like doing either one of three things. Quitting radio, getting drunk, or shooting myself. And then, click, he hangs up the phone. That's it. The end of the conversation. And Lisa, when I tell her about it, she says, well, let's see. John broadcasts to this Christian, conservative, patriot audience. I think getting drunk is against those principles. I think killing yourself is against those things. And
then,
you know,
being a defeatist.
Yeah. So, now, when John hung up on me, I didn't take it personally because Statmiller's trademark is hanging up on people. I mean, you're not you're not somebody. You're not anybody.
I don't think we've ever talked to him once where he didn't hang up on us.
Yeah, so you're not anybody or you're not somebody in his movement until John Statmiller hangs up on you. And he's done it before. He'll probably do it again. And that line, though, he wants to quit radio, get drunk, or shoot himself after he talks to me.
He can't respond intelligently to the point you made. He can't counter that and explain why it's okay to question one group of people, but not another.
Right, right.
You can question anybody as long as they're not his buddies or his circle of people or
their little cabal.
The little cabal of gatekeepers.
So in the end, here's a few last comments, and we list these at the end of our article. This is for Statmiller, GCN, and anybody else that we report on in alternative media. First of all, Wing TV isn't going away. And as you can tell, we're not keeping our big mouths shut. So get used to it. Secondly, this is what Lisa's very fond of saying. The truth can't hurt a truth movement.
Right. And we don't have a truth movement. We'd like to have one. And anyone interested in wanting to have one, I think we should focus a lot of our attention on having one. But we don't have one yet. We have a truth effort. Okay. And truth can never harm a truth effort or a truth movement.
Exactly.
So you might want to explain that to John.
Yeah. Third, just because somebody calls themselves a patriot doesn't necessarily make them a patriot. And the people listening to Wing TV realize this because all they have to do is go to our first Wing TV poll where we said, who do you think is the biggest shill in the alternative movement or alternative media patriot movement? And the answers are right there for everyone to see. Fourth, and most importantly, is a truth movement can't attack or blackball those who expose wrongdoing and then in the same breath protect the wrongdoers.
Yeah, like instead of calling up Frank Whalen and giving him a bunch of crap about what was on his show when we were on there, why don't you call up Greg Zemanski and tell him to stop spitting out a bunch of lies and fabricated and unsubstantiated information?
Or why not come out...
Why don't you just tell Zemanski to just stick to the truth or get the hell off of RBN?
Yeah. Or why not speak out against the real wrongdoers here, in this instance, the perverts and deviants that Jack Blood is harboring on his forum?
You know, either people can handle the truth or they can't.
Right.
What's your story, Statmiller? Can you handle the truth?
Yeah. So, as we start off the show saying, I kind of still like John Statmiller, despite himself, and I don't hold anything personal against John. Also, we want to wish him continued success at RBN because, with the addition of Michael Collins Piper, Christopher Boland, with a few exceptions, RBN's lineup has never been this strong.
That's
we
right.
give him credit for that.
And it's way better than GCN's.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it needs to be tweaked a little bit, but I think that it's doing a good job for the most part.
Exactly.
And even I don't see how he can think otherwise when we got a ton of feedback. Whalen's gotten feedback, and I'm sure John has gotten feedback that's good, too, about
right.
his network.
Yeah.
So, us being on there, you know, didn't harm the network in any way. What it did was piss off Alex Jones.
Right.
That's what it did.
And considering how GCN and Alex Jones have treated Statmiller in the past, why he's still putting up a protection racket just around those few people is mind-boggling to us. So,
I mean, just allowing us to be on there at all makes RBN look good.
Exactly.
Because GCN doesn't afford us that same courtesy.
Yeah. So, to close out the show, John, if you want everybody in this movement to start playing nice, I think the first place you should start looking is with yourself, because it seems like you want nobody else to say anything bad about anybody except when you want to talk bad about people. And
it's wrong to point your finger at the people who are pointing out wrongdoing.
Right.
Why don't you point your finger at the people who are committing the wrong actions
yeah.
and tell them to stop? Because we're not going to stop being the mirror.
Yeah, and there's one last thing. I wrote an article today. A lot of people, again, use this brainwashing, these mantras, and say, well, Wing TV is the only ones that are attacking people.
That's not true.
Right. What I did was...
First of all, we're not attacking people.
Yeah, we're exposing
them. We're not the only ones that dislike other people within this whole media thing.
Well, what I did today, and this will appear early next week, is I wrote an article that shows the history of all the battles that all these people in the Patriot movement have had with each other.
And that's not even all of them.
Yeah, and it's as long as my arm, both of my arms. So these people that say, you know, we shouldn't fight with anybody, these people have been engaged in tons of battles over the years, but they say, well, Wing TV is not allowed to do it. And you know why they don't want us to do it? Because we're not part of their little cabal, their little protection racket. What we are is completely independent, and when we point these things out, what they're worried about is, A, it either crushes their credibility, or, two, it hurts them real hard in their pocketbook. And there's a lot of people that protect Alex Jones. I don't know what kind of sway he has, but from what we've heard through the grapevine, Alex has taken a hit because of all this. And that's why they want Wing TV to shut up, because it's hitting them in the pocketbook, and people are saying, we're not going to fund or finance them anymore. And it's funny, Lisa, because last night we tuned in to Statmiller's show. And did he talk about issues last night? No. Did he talk about political things? No. He spent the whole hour that we listened to him chastising the audience for money.
Well, first he was like trying to make a call for people to send him resumes to work at RBN. And then the next thing he said was he could barely make the payroll.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what incentive anybody has to send in a resume knowing that the potential employer might not even be able to cut you a paycheck.
But he spent the whole show.
Then after that, just fundraising and, you know, how he can't pay his bills and they want to expand.
They need more money.
Why don't you try staying within your means and what you can afford doing and expand as you can afford to do it instead of jumping the gun before you have the funds to do this stuff.
Well, and a few weeks earlier...
And they're making the public pay it.
Yeah, and a few weeks earlier when we tuned in to John's show, he spent that whole show chastising the audience because they weren't sending enough money, they weren't buying his videos, weren't buying his satellites.
He goads people.
Yeah, so anyway, folks, there you have it. Everything out in the open. An alternative media should be an open media.
Yeah.
And we're not going to sit around and keep everything behind the scenes like these other people are. We're bringing it out in the open. We're letting everybody see it. And we're going to have a follow-up about this on Monday. We're also going to talk about 9/11 and Israel and how certain people in the 9/11 movement are forbidding and barring and banishing any speech our discussion about Israel's role in 9/11.
In fact, one person came up with an approved script of what you can say and what you can't. And this is somebody from the 9/11 Truth Alliance group.
This is a truth movement.
Truth Orgs group.
Yeah. This is free speech and open discussion for everybody to see. So we have a lot more to talk about Monday. Until then, we're glad you tuned in. We hope everybody has a good weekend. And until Monday...
my ears are burning because I can just see how time it, how long until the phone starts ringing and somebody starts yelling and...
screaming at us.
Hanging up on us.
Yeah, so until Monday, thanks for tuning in, folks. Keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
Everybody have a great weekend.